What is up, everybody? Welcome to another great episode of Dirty Birdies. I am Scotty G. Across from me is the beautiful shining face of my man 2G. Chad, how are we today?
We are doing fantastic.
Man, that's great to hear. It is
Farmers Insurance Week.
Nice and toasty inside, a little chilly outside.
There's some snow coming down. We are talking January in Oklahoma, but yesterday was a day that we should have played golf.
Right.
And so it's weird to see some snow falling down right now. Yeah. We've had relatively good weather through January, so I didn't think we were coming back into freezing temperatures.
Good thing for the PGA Tour golfers, as they are still out in California.
Yeah, they don't play here.
As we head to the Farmers Insurance at beautiful Torrey Pines, it's going to be great for them. Before we get there, let's talk about the American Express, Chad. John Rahm versus everybody?
Yeah.
Ready for it?
Yeah.
Good Lord.
I mean, the guy is boat racing people right now.
I mean, he is... Really?
I mean, just taking people out.
Dotting the I's, crossing the T's.
Crossing every T you can think about. Just boat racing people.
Absolutely. Speaking of boat race, we had a boat race in the Dirty Birdies contest. Our man, Butterball Fantasy, first place finish.
Butterball won?
Easily.
Heck yeah.
Easily. Winning him $88. Our man, Erato23, that's
our E-rat.
Big Sooner fan down in Norman.
Sooners.
Winning him $74. Howie Felter, $59. Long Nose, our man over at the Greens, puts all the carts together.
Love
shines
the carts.
Shines up the clubs. Does a great job at the Greens Country Club. Probably needs to be Employee of the Month soon. Wins in $44. And then our man that just keeps winning money, he's in it every week, T-Mac, 0823.
T-Mac.
Winning him at $30, coming in fifth place. As for the You're Still Out Dirty Birdie family, none of us finish in the top 20.
No, we're terrible.
So the standings stay the same. Chad with 9, Keith with 9, Scott with 8, JT with 7. Man, John Rahm, can't talk enough about him, but we're going to move on. We're going to get to Torrey Pines, one of golf's most famous venues, I guess you would say it. Some like it, some don't. South course, a little bit more difficult. One round will be played on the north course, and the other three will be played at the difficult south course. I guess I need to mention that.
Are they doing like one of the first two rounds, like you have to play the south and the north?
Yeah.
Okay. Then the south course on Saturday, Sunday. Okay.
Absolutely. The greens on the south course are much smaller. Finding players with a solid green, being good around the green is a bonus. Field preview, Chad.
There's a lot of big names out there.
There is.
I was going through it at the top, right? You just look at the top of that board with Rahm, Justin Thomas, yep. Zalatoris, Sungjae. Yep. Like, it's a Shoffley's up there, right?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It is a pretty stacked card.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the quality of the top 10 players in this tournament are really, really good for a January tournament.
Yeah, I agree. But at the same time, it's like John Rahm is better than all of them right now.
I'm honestly like redoing my lineup, and I just because it's Torrey Pines.
Yeah.
He fucking got married out there. Sorry, excuse me. He got for all those listeners that are paying subscription money.
Right.
He got married out there. It's the side of a major championship for him. He is playing like the greatest guy since sliced bread.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, how do you, even though he's $11,600, how do you not take him?
How do you not? Totally agree. He's our get your bread winner.
Always.
Right. I mean, John Rahm, get your bread winner. Congratulations.
Everyone knows it. Good job, John Rahm.
Keep hosting trophies on Sunday. It's incredible. But with that, Chad, I mean, you heard the courses. Starts tomorrow.
Yeah,
starts on Wednesday. It's a Wednesday tournament.
Does it end on Saturday?
Sure. I think so, actually, yeah.
Or is it Pro-Am? That's okay.
Yeah, it's a Pro-Am, but it does start tomorrow. Let's just get to it. Are you ready to get to your roster?
Yeah. Like I was telling the listeners, I changed up my roster just because John Rahm's got to be on there for me. And I was trying to make some other guys fit here, but, I mean, John Rahm has played 7 events this year. He has 7 top 10s. He's won 4 of the past 6 times he's stepped onto a golf course. I'll make it work with him at 11,600. Let's try it.
I mean, I can't tell you you're wrong.
Yeah.
It's
just hard to build a roster. Like, absolutely. You're throwing all your eggs in that basket.
Absolutely.
But here we go.
I feel bad. I didn't take him. I probably should.
Yeah.
I took the guy that I faded last week, and I think he finished 4th. So I'm going to take Schauffele.
Take
the X-Man.
Looked really good.
It's hometown guy here.
I was going to say, he's from California, right? Yeah. Like, these are some of his courses he grew up playing.
Yeah.
I like that pick a lot. He's got some good vibes going for him, even though I thought he was hurt.
Yeah, we'll see what he does.
Okay. Second guy up for me. I am president of the Sungjae Scarries. Sungjae Im at $9,300, people.
I love it. Great pick.
Oh, man. He's going to get you value. He got 107 points last week. Like, come on, guys. Finish 18th. Sungjae is scary good.
Yeah. When my guy's not in there, Cam Young's not playing this week.
Because he's playing the Saudi event.
I'm a big supporter of Chad Ford, so I'm going to support Team Sungjae.
Team Sungjae! Sungjae Scarries.
I don't really recall. It starts with an S. So swim, swami.
It's Sungjae.
Slippy, slappy.
Sungjae.
Salmon, Simon, Swanson.
Sungjae.
Swanson.
Sungjae.
Sungjae. It's Sungjae. Yeah, 9,300. He went 13 under here last year to finish 2 strokes back to a tie for 6th. He's well overdue for a victory.
Well overdue.
Here it comes. Let's see what we can do. I'm with you. 9,300. Give me my second guy, Sungjae.
I've talked about this guy. He's been on my roster probably the past 3 to 6 months in various times. He's my dude, man. He's a mental health advocate that kind of turned his life around in a positive way. Scott Stallings at 7,700 is going on my roster.
I like it. I'm taking the man that can completely keep his head still while he walks. It's an amazing, amazing thing to see. Give me a guy that has finished in the top 25 in all 4 events of the official events this season. Max Homa, 9,100. Put it on the board.
Also a mental health advocate.
Yes.
Love me, Mr. Max Homa. You guys have heard me talk about this guy, rookie, multiple times. Will Gordon, 7,400. I think I've got a lot of people on the Will Gordon train. He's got good value here at 7,400. I think he'll make some noise this week.
I like it. Phone just fell. Nick Hardy. Give me Nick Hardy.
I was looking at Nick.
A little farther down. I've spent a lot of money.
I think he's 7,200.
Something like that. 74, 72.
Yep.
We've got a little bit of a...
technical difficulties here.
7,400. 2 top 10s. 10 of 12 cuts made. Nick Hardy.
Man, I like it. This guy that I've got, I had him last week in an American International competition, and he finished unbelievable. Garrett Higo, he was, I think he got top 7. I think he was like 22 or 23 under, something like that. Maybe 25. I can't really remember. But he's striking the ball well. He's 7,200. He's a value pick for me, and you know he had good vibes last week, so I'm going to stay with him.
I love it. People that have been listening to the pod have figured out that I kind of like this Englishman that I'm about to take. Callum Tarran.
Yes. I looked at Callum. 7,000, I think.
Yes, so right at the 7,000 mark. The guy has a really good game, really good short game. I feel like he can gain some strokes around the green right here this week at Torrey Pines.
Yeah, I love it. My last guy, it's a homer pick. This is a very JT Scott pick here. But Austin Eckroat, yep. He's been playing really well.
He
faded a little bit in round four of, the Sony?
He didn't make the cut last week.
Right, he didn't make the cut at the American Express. Sony, he had a chance to challenge.
Absolutely, yeah, he was in the top five.
Right, that's where he faded in the final round. But he's 6,800 here. He fits in with my roster nicely. And like I said, I think the cream of the crop, the creme de la creme of this tournament's up there.
I like it when you say that.
The middle of this field is wide open.
Yeah.
And so I like taking this guy here at 6,800 for value.
I like it. Is this our last guy, Chad?
Yeah it's the last guy.
I'm going with Justin Lower. Four top tens, 10 to 12 cuts made. I've taken him before. He's actually done pretty well for me. Remember this name, Justin Lower. He's going to be okay. 6,900. Good value there. I was running out of money, but I do think he's a talented
guy. He is. He challenged, what was it? He challenged in a tournament in October or September of last year sometime.
Something like that, yeah. So he's, finished 41 last week at the American Express and finished 8th at the Bermuda Championship, 4th at the Fortinet. And then 9th.
Maybe it was a Fortinet that I'm thinking
of. Nationwide Children's Hospital.
Yeah.
And then 6th, in the Corn Ferry down there to start.
You're not winning a boat race with Max Homa at the Fortinet.
No, you're not.
That dude's going to beat you.
Guy does have some top 10s in some pretty good tournaments. And for 6,900, I will take the value. There is Chad's roster. There is my roster. Put your roster together. Join up. Like we said, this week's a little crazy because this one starts on Wednesday. People forget to get their lineups in. Normally a smaller crowd, but easier chance to win money. Chad, are you ready to get some picks?
Yeah, let's do it.
First round leader.
John Rahm. I mean, the dude is, he's boat racing people.
Yeah.
And he's scary good.
I'll go with it. I'll say John Rahm, too.
Yeah. If you want value, I'd look at a little bit lower down. You know, you're looking at your Scott Stallings.
Jonathan Vegas is in this thing. He always
He always comes out. Yeah.
He always comes out hot.
Vegas.
So, yeah. But, yeah.
I like that.
Who are you fading?
It's Torrey Pines, so I'm not fading the big names. Like, the big names come out for this tournament.
You don't have to fade anybody.
I am fading the golfers ranked in the world golf ranking from 20 to 70-ish.
Okay.
I think the creme de la creme is rising to the top in this tournament, but I think there's going to be someone that's ranked like 287th in the field get a top 10.
I like it. Here's where I'm going to fade, and it's going to be an unpopular pick with inside of our offices if he's going to listen to the pod. I just think there are better golfers for the high price right now to take. So fade Justin Thomas.
You heard it here first. Like, this is cringeworthy for Scott.
Yes.
Like, this is nails on a chalkboard. He loves him. Like,
but right now, Finau's playing really good.
Shoffley's playing
really good. Rahm's playing really good. These guys are in it. I'm gonna fade JT. I'm gonna do it. And I've got JT winning multiple majors this year, I think.
Yeah.
So
that is a big time statement.
I'm gonna fade him here, Torrey.
You guys heard it. Lay the house on JT to win.
No doubt. I faded.
Your recent luck with these fades
crazy
has not turned out well.
Crazy. Crazy opposite of what I should be doing. Yes. Your winner. Does Rahm go 3?
I'm taking Rahm.
Wow. I'll go X-Man.
I never go, my restaurant's called Chalk, but I usually never go Chalk.
Yeah, I agree. I'm going to go the X-Man. Shoffley wins it here in his hometown. You want to just make that the head-to-head bet, too?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Rahm versus Shoffley
for lunch. last week.
It should be two lunches that you have to give me.
You would give me double or nothing here?
I'll give you 2-1 awesome. On this. That's how good Rom is playing.
I love it. I love it. Because you did win last week taking Sungjae, who finished T18.
Yeah.
And I had Cam Young, who finished T23 or something like that. Somewhere around there.
Yeah.
So there you have it, folks. Get your lineups in. Like I said, thank you for listening. We love you guys. If you need the link, always text or find it on Twitter. With that, try to play some golf.
Yeah, not today. If you're in Oklahoma. If you're in Oklahoma City, do not go play golf.
Maybe get on the simulator and shoot
them straight. Simulator. Yeah, that'd be cool.
Shoot them straight on the simulator.
Or don't.